Welcome in, lovers. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. I'm your host, Lola Darling. Let's vibe. Hello, beautiful friends and lovers. It's been a couple weeks, and that is because we've been in this wild, wild, wild west, eclipse season, portal, all of the things, all of the energies, all of the emotions, all of the traveling as well. And so I just allowed myself the grace to take a little space to come back into my full center so that I can give you the most magic possible as I transmit to you. I hope you're all feeling well as the energies are starting to ease and we exit this eclipse portal. I have a few things to share, to invite you into before I drop into an episode today that I've been really feeling into for quite some time. And it's really about, I want to talk about the power of authenticity and why I sort of don't buy into this whole goddess, queen, sister culture paradigm that's active and alive in the spiritual world and sisterhoods. And I have a lot to say on this matter of authenticity. And so I'm going to get into that. But first, I want to give you a few invitations into my world. So the first invitation is I am hosting online a free workshop for you called Womb Breath. I'm calling it a Womb Breath Salon because I love to flirt with the 1920s like that. But it's a really powerful breath practice that I have sort of pulled different techniques and practices into one practice and made it its own thing. And it's really potent, really powerful, and really helps you connect to your lower body, connect to your womb, to your pelvic space, to your yoni, and also dropping that energy down into the earth and into the ground. And this is a free offering right now. So come and join me for this offering live. We're going to do it live online on May 7th at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Come and join. I will link it below in the show notes to where you can register so that you get the Zoom link, you get the emails, and then that way, if you can't make it live, you'll also get the replay into your inbox. So come and join us there. My other invitation is that I have finally got it all gathered and together, and it's live on my Thrive Cart, and that is this program that I have created that is so potent and so full of magic. It's a six-week course, but it's mostly about practices. It's mostly actually having the tangible practices to help you connect to yourself, connect to your body, fall in love with yourself again, learn to embody your wisdom, your magic, your pleasure, the woman within you. It's called Embodied Empress, and it's available on my website. I will link it below. I'm selling it for $111, which for there's 35 practices in this course, 6 transmissions, so much potency. Like, it will change you from the inside out if you go through it day by day and actually commit to showing up to love yourself every day for the full 6 weeks. Like, it will change you. I promise. So jump into that now. It's super low cost for all the potency that's in it. Like, get in it. And if you get in it from this link that I will put on this podcast, I will give you a free deep dive one-on-one virtual call with a week of Voxer support to help you on your self-love journey, on filling your cup, on healing, on embodying the woman within you so that you can serve the world, your gifts, your magic, your power on purpose and from a place of embodied pleasure in your magic, in your truth. So find those links on the show notes. Thanks for listening and come and play with me in this way. It's so intimate. It's so deep. It's so powerful when we connect and commit. Thank you. And now let's get into today's episode, all about the power of authenticity, why I'm breaking up with, or not even breaking up with, why I don't buy into goddess culture, and where we kind of get stuck and lost in translation when we stay in this state of competing with other women rather than just owning our magic and our authenticity and staying in our own lane. So let's drop in to authenticity. What does it mean even to be living authentically in this world where there is so much competition? There's so much in your face all the time to compare yourself with. And there's a lot of bypassing and fakeness to get what you want or need in this world, or even so much as just like out of integrity presentation of the self so that you can get what you need or get what you want or get what you desire. But the power of authenticity is that the rest of it all falls away when you let all of the false identities and false masks fall away and stop presenting as them. Start presenting as the truth of your soul, the truth of your heart. How do we do this? We get really clear on who we are, who we desire to be, what our values are, what we stand for, what our standards are for ourselves, for our life, for our work, for our purpose, for the people that we surround ourselves with and share our energy with and work with and live with and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And staying in alignment and in tune with those values as we move through life. Staying discerning of when we fall out of that, because that's bound to happen. We're humans and we're constantly in motion and energy is in motion and we're constantly growing and evolving. And as that, our values sometimes tend to shift and change. And so what was once authentic may no longer still be authentic. And this is where we get trapped, is because what was once authentic to who we were and how we were being and how we were living our life, and then we go through some massive growth spurt or evolutionary period or, you know, death and rebirth process, whatever it may be, or even we just change a value very deeply within ourselves and with our embodiment of what we value in this world changes, and yet we still kind of present to people that knew us before in the way that they expect us to, in this old identity or an old mask that maybe used to be true that isn't anymore. Or maybe it never was true, but we really identified with it, but it wasn't actually our authentic truth. When we start focusing our healing journey on authenticity and integration of that, these false masks, these false identities that are so entwined into who we think we should be, start to fall away. The conditioning starts to fall away. The programming starts to fall away. When we continue to bring ourselves back to who am I in my authentic truth? What is authentic for me? And what is authentic for me may not be authentic for you. Am I ordering this food at this restaurant because somebody said that's what I should eat? Or because somebody told me that that's the way that I should eat based on some trend on social media or in the wherever in the ethers that you read of like what you need to do to be healthy. Authenticity, we can break this down into a simple example of just using food and diet, for example. What is true and authentic for me and my body and my constitution and what works for me is going to be true for me, and it may not be the same truth and way of eating and being and to imbibing and taking in food as anybody else in the world, really, or anybody else in my circles, right? And so we get so caught up in our minds by all of the overload of information out there that we're taking in all of the time that tells us how we should think, who we should be, how we should eat, should, shoulding all over us. And how do we then take that in? We take that in and then we should us over ourselves internally, trying to fit ourselves into some sort of box of should. I should do this so that I can be perfect. I can be liked. I can be loved. I can feel worthy. I can succeed. X, Y, Z. But when we stop shoulding on ourselves and start just aligning to the truth within our bodies, our minds, and our souls, of what is true for me now? What is authentic for me? Not what should I do? What is true? And it's just this constant delayering process, constantly going into self, staying in connection with the truth of the self is where we find our authenticity. Even when it changes, even if you change your mind, you can stay in your authenticity through that. And this is also a tool that can be really fun to play with human design, where you're listening to your body and allowing your body to be your authority rather than your mind. And that leads you closer to your authenticity, closer to how you're actually here to operate, what is actually true for you in your body and your blueprint and your energy, rather than the ways that we've been conditioned to be like somebody else, to be like our parents, to be like our friends or our teachers or that influencer we follow on social media, right? Because the life that they're living is not ever going to feel true and authentic for you. Only you living in your truth and in your authenticity is going to feel like real, is going to feel like you're living in your authenticity, being honest, being true, speaking from the heart, from a place of truth within yourself. And this brings me into something that I've really been contemplating lately on this whole culture that's really alive in the spiritual world and in the healing world and in the coaching world, of this sort of goddess culture where everyone's a goddess and we call everyone goddess, queen, sister. Yes, queen. Oh, you're such a goddess. And for me, this whole culture, the reason I don't buy into it is because it's lacking authenticity. And what I mean by that is if you're just going around and you refer to everyone you meet or every woman you meet as a goddess. Yes, we are all the goddess, mind you. I don't disagree with the fact that the goddess is within all of us, no matter your gender or how you identify. However, when we just go through and like that's our face value interaction with the people that we meet is, oh, hey, goddess, like I love you. You're such a goddess, la, la, la. It starts to drive us into this superficial way of relating, where we're relating to everyone at this superficial level of it's another should, really, of, oh, I need to be in sisterhood, so therefore everyone around me is a goddess, and we're all the same and all of this. But we're moving into, you know, we're all individuals, yes, and we're all connected. But where's the authenticity? When I'm calling everyone I meet goddess, is it still ringing true? Is it still being able to be received by the people that I'm saying it to, if I'm saying it to everyone all the time, all day long? If everything I'm doing is about the god, like, is about this superficial layer of we're all goddesses, what is underneath that? What is deeper? For me, it feels like that stays on such the surface and I'm not seeing the woman in front of me because I've already painted over her like, oh, I'm a goddess, you're a goddess, we're all goddesses. But if you take that out of the picture, who is the woman standing in front of me right now? Where's the depth, the connection? How can I meet you deeper than what my mind is telling me to say to you because I've indoctrinated this sort of goddess culture paradigm that's around where it's staying on the surface level. It's meeting at the surface level of we are all goddesses, and not that that is wrong. But it can get very inauthentic because what starts to happen, what I've seen happen, what I've started to notice is that it's you then stop connecting deeper with someone in front of you. It just becomes sort of something that you paint over every interaction you're having, and there's no depth, there's no real intimacy, there's no real connection. And that's where the authenticity lies in relationship and connecting with anybody. in your friendships, in your circles, in your communities, in your workshops, all of it. What is below this surface level painting that we've painted in goddess culture that sort of kind of acts as a spiritual bypass of the sisterhood wound? Because if I'm calling everyone and seeing everyone as goddess and the goddess in me and the goddess sees the goddess in you and we're all goddesses, you're bypassing the moment of truth, of authentic relating and authentic connecting and depth and intimacy that is available when we start to see below the veil. When we stop trying to be love and light all the time and start living in authentic, embodied truth. Getting deeper. Going deeper into every moment and aspect of life and every person that you interact with, that you share energy with. Getting more intimate with that. Coming from a place of embodied presence with the being in front of you instead of just putting everyone in a box. And this is what I see in these sort of goddessy culture communities, is that everyone wants to have been healed from their sisterhood wound. So then everyone is now a goddess, and I've somehow overcome my sisterhood wound because we're all goddesses and we're all playing and cuddling and draping each other as the goddess. And then inside, you still have this sort of shadowy turmoil of judgments and comparison and competition that are coming up, because that's the actual sisterhood wound. And you've just painted over it with this goddess culture to tell yourself that you have healed this wound that runs so deep in all of us. And it can be healed and it can be integrated, but it takes much more work and depth and in going into the shadow and really traversing these planes within ourselves that are much deeper than the superficial layers of sisterhood. Not to say we can't get there deeply, and I've seen this too, and I see communities that are owning this and embodying this so deeply, but I also see how it's being used to bypass doing the deeper work of embodying real womanhood, sisterhood, depth, intimacy, and connection in relating with each other as women. So I'm just going to leave you with that and let you sink into this message for a moment. Let me know how it lands for you, what you feel about it. Pop into my DMs if you've got opinions. I'd love to hear them. Arguments, I'm open to it. Bring them on. Catch me over on Instagram at @thelolaDarling_. I would love to hear from you, and I hope this lands or makes you sort of think and get into yourself and really drop into a space with yourself of authenticity and what that means to you and how can you exude that in your embodied presence in your day-to-day life, living from a space of authentic truth rather than bypassing or superficiality or all of these false identities and masks that we tend to use to cover up the deep wounds we actually hold within us. Dun, dun, dun. And so it is. Until next time, lovers.